Good morning. Welcome to Lincoln County Connections, and I am pleased to introduce Paul Skydema. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
He is the new
executive director.
Thank you, of the Economic Development Alliance of Lincoln County, and pleasure to have you here today.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here, and we were just talking about, you know, we came here from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and it's a rainy day out there. But I'm not shoveling 4 feet of snow, so that's pretty cool.
Well, you've got rain now, for sure. Man, how am I going to stay out of the weeds with you, Paul? I'm having so much fun with you already, just learning about your history. And I thought what was interesting about your past as a software developer, at one point in time, and you literally owned a small business.
Yep.
That was seeing the obstacles of what the community can provide. Can you talk about that for a moment?
Yeah. Our company was called Magic Lantern Playware, and we were a small computer game development studio. We worked on PC games before really Xbox and stuff got to be huge, and we were based in the small rural Illinois town of Monmouth, Illinois. Oddly enough, we had a satellite office in Dallas, Texas, not the other way around. The world headquarters were in Monmouth, and we ran our business off of a single shared dial-up AOL account. And the pain of that was something that was indescribable. The other thing was that GTE, the phone provider, because we were a business, you had to pay per minute for access. So the AOL was like 19 bucks a month. It was like 750 bucks a month in phone bills for crappy internet.
Yeah.
And I kind of I got suckered into talking at an open forum for the lieutenant governor on issues. And I was talking about information superhighway. We don't even have a gravel road in Monmouth. And that sort of jump-started the whole idea of public-private partnerships and businesses working with municipalities, governmental units, to solve a common problem. And we worked on it for a number of years. And, you know, when we left Monmouth and when we, you know, transitioned, we had redundant fiber optic loop in town and fiber to the home. So there was like, there was a social bottom line. But it was all done out of, honestly, selfishness and then realizing, wow, being a good community citizen as a company made the community better. And it made people feel like they were part of something. And that sort of struck the match, lit the fuse of what economic development really means at a grassroots level. So I do only rural economic development because it's more a connection in communities.
Mm. Yeah. And your passion for this type of work, you know, what is it that drives you? I mean, obviously you're a problem solver. You kind of think about systems. That's part of your personality, your makeup, it sounds like. But is it seeing communities evolve is one thing that inspires you?
Absolutely. It's that solving a problem that that is so meaningful for a small business. And, you know, one economic development term they have, which is very apropos here on the coast, is they call it the whale, which is the landing the big business, the 200 jobs, the $50 million. Those hardly ever happen and hardly ever happen in rural. But what does happen is small family businesses, small entrepreneurs, where 2 to 3 jobs transform someone's life.
Yeah.
And if you can be a little part of solving a problem or moral encouragement or give them that piece of information or they need to know this and you connect them to that person, it feels absolutely wonderful. And you do that enough times, and then you start seeing the community of these businesses start to weave together into its own tapestry and starting to feel empowered.
Well, when you're explaining to somebody what you do or why the Alliance is here for the community, what would you say?
Well, my flippant answer, and people chuckle, roll their eyes, and go, why did you say that, Paul, is we're eHarmony for businesses. We bring two things together, and there's a connection, then we step out of the way. But really what we are is we realize that there's an economic engine, and we're kind of running around with the oil can, trying to understand which gears need to be replaced, which need to be lubricated. And also really what we're trying to do is step back 10, 20,000 feet altitude, and look at, do we have the systems in place to be an encouraging and supportive business environment.
Yeah.
That is resilient. That's a huge term these days. And, you know, and what does resilient mean? What does a plan mean?
Right.
And so it's all of those things. And it's really touching on how can we care for these existing businesses? And, you know, this last year, everybody stepped up across the entire world to understand how important small businesses are and caring for them. But we got to carry that forward. How do you foster and shepherd those new businesses and ideas forward? Or if it's not a useful idea, how do you gently convince someone not to spend their life savings on something that they may lose?
Yeah.
And then how do you craft that navigational chart for whatever region you serve so that you're raising all boats?
Well, I felt, you know, as soon as you and I started to get to know each other this morning, I really wanted to emphasize that as you cued me, hey, you've been there. You know what it's like to be a small business. On the other hand, I was kind of teasing you with my email the other day with my acronyms because I am reading this document going, oh, okay, what was that acronym again? So there is this balance, it sounds like, between, you know, these complex things that you need to do that maybe the average business owner just isn't interested in trying to figure out, right? They're just trying to move their business to the next step. But yet we can't ignore that maybe we are in a SimCity reality these days.
Yeah, whatever Elon Musk says, and I wonder about that. That's a whole other radio show right there. Are we in the simulation?
Yeah.
But one of the things that's also very unique I've discovered here in Oregon is there are so many different groups or organizations or individuals who are passionate and intelligent and wanting to solve these problems and blasting forward. God bless them. But a lot of times they're not communicating with each other. And I'm pulling out here, this is a map of the economic support ecosystem of Lincoln County. And I'm for
very
those
cool.
who can't see, I'm showing this incredibly complicated thing that does not really communicate with itself. It's like a nervous system of a human body that doesn't fully communicate. And so one of our roles as an organization is to figure out where those threads are and also kind of know what's happening everywhere so we don't duplicate efforts because everyone's trying to do more with less. And that's not going to change for a couple of years. We're going to have to. And so how do we facilitate things system-wide so that we're kind of rowing in the same direction? We don't have six people in the canoe and three people are rowing one way, three people are rowing the other.
Absolutely love it. Paul Skidema, Economic Development Alliance of Lincoln County. He's the executive director. We're going to take our first break. Be back in just a moment. Back on Lincoln County Connections, Paul Skidema, Economic Development Alliance of Lincoln County. He's the executive director. Paul, strategic plan you had mentioned is a big objective. Why would that be important?
Well, I mean, it kind of goes back to what we were talking about before the break, which is rowing in the same direction. But it's also, economic developers throw out all these silly terms, and I try to step away from that. But it's one thing I kind of like is asset quilting. You look at what are those assets that we have and what of those are at risk? What of them, what aren't at risk? And an example is the coastal tourism economy. That is a huge asset. We can't ignore it. It's super important. And it's wonderfully resilient, erosion aside, because it's you know, it's good. It's recession-proof, really. Again, erosion. So, apologies to those folks who have had those pillars fall.
Yes.
And I had an uncle who had a house on the coach fall into the ocean a couple decades ago. But it's really looking at those assets and figuring out what do we want our future to look like, and then stepping back and going, okay, there's probably going to be multiple parallel paths because it's always what comes first, the cart or the horse. They really have to be parallel. And then figuring out who does what. It's basically a plan of work. So many strategic plans are just big dusty documents that go on the shelf, and that's not what I do. And I think that's why the board hired me, was because I like developing plans of work. And I was active with the Cascades West Economic Development District's redo of their comprehensive economic development strategy to make sure that it was not just a plan that nothing happened. And that whole idea of planning to make sure that what you're basically trying to do is mitigate the risk of the time and money you put into things to make sure you're getting where you want to go. But another challenging part of the process, and I'm spending a lot of time thinking about this right now, is Oregon's kind of in a unique position, both good and bad, is the whole idea of meaningful community visioning. Mm-hmm. Really, Oregon is one of the leaders in the country. I mean, they call it the Oregon process of community visioning all over the place. Yeah. I mean, I studied that back in Illinois. But there's also that sense of vision fatigue.
Yeah.
That we're constantly imagining a future and taking precious few steps to do things. And I'm trying to see how can we gamify the strategic planning process to make both the process and the end result more actionable and more exciting.
Yeah. Well, our listeners couldn't see it, but you showed a map that you've began to kind of document the nervous system of Lincoln County. Is that something that you had to, of course, you come into the community, you get familiar with what's here, but I imagine that's taken some time. But once you get all the nodes, then this allows you to kind of port this into the beginnings of that strategic framework?
Exactly. And I did this as homework for my own knowledge of who's doing what. What's been kind of cool is I've been sending out to folks all, you know, at the state level, at the county level, to go, am I accurate? What have I forgotten?
Mm.
And a lot of the responses, oh my gosh, I've never seen something like this before. You understand this better than we do.
It's great.
Which makes me realize I was barking up the right tree.
Yeah.
But it's trying to figure that out, because when you're doing a plan, in a perfect world, the plan's way simpler than the super complicated map. But hopefully those organizations fit in there and they also know what their role is. Our job is not to usurp anyone else's plan, but you know, there's things in the Newport 2040 vision, which clearly are economic development strategic goals. But maybe they're still just a little more amorphous than they could be. Maybe those could break down into some more specific action plans. And when you think about something in a strategic plan that's actionable, you got to think about what kind of time does it take? What kind of money? What kind of human, social, and political capital does it take? What kind of knowledge does it take? And then you've got to do this balance of certain things are low-hanging fruit. You want to do those to get some quick victories, but also to move things forward. But you've got to plan for those ones that you have to basically graft the tree, grow the tree, fertilize the tree, and then you get the fruit.
Yeah.
So you got to do a little bit of balancing.
Well, you, I know, have been in discussions with Leslie Politosh, for example, and you mentioned, let's try not to duplicate here, but I imagine we take some of these ideas of 2040 as well, and then it's an overlay for the entire area, right? And then wouldn't ultimately it fit into a bigger framework with the state of Oregon, like a nice, happy, you know, plan that includes everyone?
I like that you're a dreamer. I like that. I think that John Lennon had a song about that. But you're absolutely right. And there is an Oregon business plan. And there is a group that has been working to put that together. There is the Cascades West Economic Development District Comprehensive Economic Development Strategy.
Yeah.
That exists. Its main reason for existing is to get EDA funding. But it also is a shared plan of work regionally. And then you dive down to the county level and to the municipal level. And there's definitely, you want connections and synchronicity between all of those.
Yeah.
But you also need to look at the different challenges and obstacles, because even within the county, there are different challenges from Lincoln City to Walport. And, you know, where in Lincoln City, there the lack of affordable and available childcare is more of a pressure than it is in Yahats. And then, you know, if you look at, you know, some of the available area for industrial development, it's precious and rare along the whole coast, but Newport has more of that than, say, Walport. Walport has a great potential industrial park, but there's hardly any way to get there.
Mm.
So there's different problems that need to be solved along the way, and it's also trying to make the granularity such that It's not eating the elephant in one bite. You're just kind of nibbling and gnawing away at it over a couple of years.
Well, Paul, I think you're the man for the job. Paul Skydema, Economic Development Alliance of Lincoln County. We'll take a last break. Back on Lincoln County Connections, Paul Skydema, Economic Development Alliance of Lincoln County. Yeah, we don't have a whole lot of time left, but tell us why gamification is a good concept here.
Well, I mean, really, when you think about games, it's basically about rules that describe challenges and end states. Not that different from a strategic plan.
Gotcha.
But when you're looking at about any game you play, those constraints are really variables that you have to understand, the different pieces in chess. And one of the tools I've discovered being you're never a former game designer, you're always a game designer, is using game design to create designs that allow me to understand economic development problems. I've done a game called Going Solo, which is how to start a business. I've done a game called Up and Out, which is community planning. I did one called RV Park Tycoon because in the Upper Peninsula, we had to, as an organization, manage an RV park. What did I know about that? I'm working on two separate ones here, but it's the whole idea of using a systematic way to design the rules and challenges to create a framework for understanding. It's kind of that, it's no real different than, you know, if you really know something, you can teach it to someone else. That's really what we're talking about here.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And I really think that your experience in this area translates hopefully into, like you said, action steps. You know, when we think about a strategic plan, that's not getting dusty on the shelf, that things are really happening and we're going to see some tangible progress.
Absolutely. And it's pointless without the progress. And it's pointless to make progress without an end goal in mind.
Yeah. Amazing. Well, Paul, practically then, as we have listeners from the small business to the larger business, I know you've retooled the website, you've got new promo materials. It seems to me like the site is definitely one place to go to understand where you fit in.
Yep, businesslincolncounty.com. Go check that out. You can also use that to communicate directly with me. But I'd love to hear businesses' thoughts on what's missing. And if you want to get a hold of me directly, I've got a long last name, but my email is simple. It's just paul@businesslincolncounty.com. And I'd love to hear from you. And, you know, we're here to support the business ecosystem from the individual business to the larger municipal county level planning and how we can help facilitate those connections. So we'd love to hear from you, and we're here to help.
So the website again was?
businesslincolncounty.com.
businesslincolncounty.com. Paul, thank you so much. I mean, we're just scratching the surface here, so please come back to Connections.
Absolutely will. It was a pleasure.
Paul Skydema, find him online with the Economic Development Alliance of Lincoln County. And remember, you can also go to the county's website or Yaquinabay Communications to review podcasts of all of these radio programs. Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you same time, same place next week.